The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is November 10th, 2015, and we're going to talk just a few things. We'll do most of the sponsorship at the end, but one thing, I've got Adam T. Glass on with me. We've talked for about a half an hour offline, and I was telling him some of the things that are going on with both FBC and M&M, and one of the things that is very important is you need to go out and download that free ebook, The Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle. All I need is your email address. You're not going to be getting bugged about anything. You're not going to get anything you don't want to read. I'm working on some really, really big emails right now that are going to be going out to anybody that's signed to the list. You want to see content? Wait till you see the stuff that's going to be coming into your mailbox. That's number one. Number two, obviously, I want to talk about sponsorship, which is very important and vital to the company. $500 a month, as I told Adam today, I had five podcasts. Adam is the last one. They've been going since 8 o'clock this morning. And besides doing all the other work I have to do behind the scenes for everything. Let me tell you something. There's nobody doing that many. Number one, you're getting mentioned in the beginning and the end. And the best thing of all, it's for $500, $30 of it is going to Muscular Dystrophy Association, and that's what my brother Jimmy passed away from, and that's what both Fiorello Barbell Company and Motivation Muscle is dedicated to in his name. We wear that man around us because it's very important. I know Jimmy's on my shoulder. He's like an angel on my right shoulder, and I mean that. And this time of year, especially in the Northeast, these kids are so susceptible to colds. Well, let me tell you, that's what happened to Jimmy, and he ended up getting pneumonia and dying, all right? That's something that $30 I went to MDA, I want everybody to know. If you came aboard with us for sponsorship, that's where it was going. I think it's very important you know where your money's being spent. We are going to donate much more as we grow and get bigger. And as I've said, we're going to be around for 25 years, and we will be over, you know, I always say over a million. We could be 2 million, 10 million. It doesn't matter. I want this place to be as big and as bad as you can find it. And not only that, you're going to get the best information, the content. Look at the people. We've got Adam Glass on, man. The guy's awesome. You know, and I'm not going to go out and start naming names because I don't want anybody to get pissed off at me. But you know who all you are on this show. We know what we got here. We've got magic. We've got gold here, all right? And I'm glad everybody's part of it, and the idea is to help one another. But most of all, it's an Italian thing, man. You know, you're all welcome in my home. You're all welcome at my table. You know, be part of our family. You know, we mean that here. And it's like you're not out there on your own. You know, and if you need help, we're here to help you. Adam would help you. I would help you. David Whitley, any of these people on here, Roger, you know, Bill Crawford, on and on and on, Bert Sorn, all over the place, right? These guys have made their bones not only going out and doing magnificent things, but they know so much stuff that they're more than willing to help anybody. Is it going to be free? Most likely not. But I'll tell you what, if you call me and you don't have a dime in your pocket, I'd still help you, all right? I know those days. I'm living a lot of those days. But those days are growing into big, big things here. And if you stay persistent, I'm telling you right now, you'll get to where you want to go. So that's going to be it for right now, and we'll give everything down at the end. But go out there, check that stuff out. Let me know what you think about it. I'd really appreciate any comments. Adam, as everybody knows, I said Adam T. Glass is with us today. If you haven't seen this guy on Facebook, man, you got to go out and see him. I'm telling you, now, he's like a human climbing, hanging machine everywhere. The guy could hang off a pebble, I think. You know, the guy is a grip monster, man. I mean, I was watching him do shit. I don't know. I guess you call it maybe a leverage lift. He had a, you know, a what do you want to call it? It looked like a loading pin, basically, stacked with plates, and it reminded me of him doing the Denny Stones the way he was doing them. But, man, to be able to pull something up like that with your hand, what a grip, man. I mean, it's you got to go out and check it out on Facebook. He might be able to give us more on that when I bring him in a second. He's a strong man, in my opinion, definitely. Steel bender. Guy's an excellent speaker, man. This guy should be out on the road speaking. There's no doubt about it. And if I have my way, maybe this time next year, maybe he and I will go out and do a few things together. We're going to talk about – he came up with this idea because I was telling him a lot of stuff I was doing today. We're going to do a show on calling Doing the Work. Adam, welcome to the show, brother. Give everybody a little bio. I'm glad to have you back. And like I said, you're very popular with our listeners here at Motivation and Muscle.
Man, I'm so glad to be back today. I'm glad for having me out. Hey, everybody, how's it going? My name is Adam Glass. I'm 32 years old from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm a little nasally today, guys. I apologize. I had my four wisdom teeth removed last week.
Mm.
And, man, I'll tell you what, they say that, you know, getting your wisdom teeth out as an adult sucks, and no one is telling any tall tales on that. guys, I love to do grip training. I love calisthenics. I'm actually going to start an arm wrestling this week, so it'll be fun.
Oh, cool.
Back to being an amateur at something.
Yeah.
And turn into grip contests for the coming season here, and I'll be looking to do some better things in a lighter weight class.
Nice.
Coach people, man. I love to train people. I'm a big fan of you rare folks out there who are out doing things for yourself. And I don't mean being selfish. I mean you're building the life you want with your own two hands. I'm cheering for you every day. So, man, that's what I'm all about today. Eric, you find me having a pretty good day today.
Yeah, you know what, Adam, when you said about the arm wrestling, Will Dinwiddie was on here yesterday from Oregon. He owns a club out there, and he had gone back into amateur, and he had won both left and right hand that whole weekend. So, I mean, he's a guy, I'll tell you what, he's pretty unique in a lot of ways. I mean, he's pretty much gone into every sport. Strongman is his forte. I mean, he's won everything he's gone into, and he's like us. He is a big believer in the whole mental end of everything. And when you hear him talk, it reminds you of the way we talk. It's like there's nothing out there that you can't do if you really go after it. But, you know, you have to have patience and tenacity. You have to have a plan, obviously. But the thing that separates the people like that from everyday people is this. You want it so goddamn bad that nothing or no one is going to ever get in your way. And it's going to be like a bloodbath if they do. And it's like people got to learn these things. You know, you're not going to, you know, I love to hear people say, well, how did you get so far with your shows? And it's like, well, you got to go out and plan. You got to go out and do an awful lot of legwork to get people on, or they contact you. You're constantly contacting people, telling them, are you coming on tomorrow? You have to put these shows together. These take a minimum of an hour to put a podcast up. So when people say to me, well, do you think you get it up a little faster? I'll say, well, I try to do it as quick as I can, but you got to realize there is a lot of ingredients in this cake, okay? Now, that's one part of my life. That's not talking about building FBC with all the products we're doing right now and getting ready to do a launch and writing content in emails. I was telling Adam before he came on, Chris wants so much content in these emails, it's like they take an hour an email to do for me, all right? Because obviously you want to spell correctly, you want to word sentences correctly, and obviously if you're putting in any type of routine in this, you want to make sure you're pretty clear on everything with people. So this is big shit, and once you can establish these standards within yourself, and I use that word standards because you're never going to get anywhere if you don't have standards, okay? If you can do that, Adam can attest to this because this man is so successful with whatever he puts his fingers on. This is the truth. And the thing is, and I'll shift right to Adam after this, is this. Don't fall for the 90-day programs. Don't fall for spending thousands of dollars on things that okay, maybe you listen to once and then you never listen to them again, or you never even open the wrapping on them. Come and listen to us. You're going to get more than enough content, more than enough inspiration. And the biggest thing, like Adam, like everybody here, we are all authentic. Everything we talk about here, we have done. Take it away, sir.
Man, I'll tell you what, you hit on a couple key things that I really like, but the one that I want to open with on that one is that idea of the standard.
Yep.
And the thing with the standard, and this, here's what matters so much about the standard. The standard is where the bottom is at. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be very clear where we put the bottom at here, and we need to make sure that we don't miss that mark. And the thing is, you know, the podcast thing is such a great example. If you look at it, the percentage, you know, of people who try to jump in like this and do it, they think it's just going to be awesome. Me and my buddies, we're going to chat. And guys, there's a parallel to everything else in your life here in what I'm about to say. It looks really cool when you listen to the finished product, but there was a lot of damn work that went into it, and there was a lot of time. And for a lot of people, what I worry is that they're not taking any account into what actually goes in to the things that they see. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a world right now where people give up on their fitness program because they didn't gain 40 pounds of muscle just because they went to the gym for 6 weeks consecutively.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're acting like they're ripped off for something.
Yep.
And all that is, man, that's just the wrong attitude. And I think they could just be transformed in what could accomplish with one simple attitude adjustment. And I think it comes down to standards. What is the minimal that you're prepared to do here?
Yeah.
And you need to have that bar set.
Well, and when you talk about standards, you know, obviously we're talking about doing the work, and that's all part of it. Here's the thing I'll ask everybody out listening to this podcast, and you got to ask yourself this. What is it I'm going to have to do? What do I have to do to get to wherever I want to get? Let's say you want to deadlift 300 pounds, all right? Like Alex out here, all right? What is it he needs to do to accomplish this goal? Well, standards are your first thing, obviously, but there's more into it. I've always been a big believer. You can have somebody with more. You could have a group of lifters. You could have one with more talent than anybody in the room, but they don't have the thinking man's way to do things, okay? They've had things easy for them. They've been told by everybody how great they are. They never had to work real, real hard to get to where they got. Now, on the other hand, you got this guy that's got talent, but he's got a brain like a bear trap, man, and he works super, super hard because he understands that who knows who I'm going to be going up against, but the biggest enemy is usually yourself. So when you can conquer that enemy, then you've got the show. So when you're going against somebody like that, chances are if things start going bad on their end, they don't know how to react. And the way they will react is they'll get angry. The more pissed off you get, sometimes it will work in your favor, but I'll defer to Adam right after I say this. I'll tell you from my experience, I can only get pissed off so many times or for so long, and I'll tell you what will happen after that. It'll happen again, and it'll be like somebody stuck a pin in me and deflated me. You cannot, and I repeat, you cannot survive anything big if you're going to be in a pissed-off mode the whole time. Adam, what do you think about that? Have you experienced that? Am I on the queue? Am I off the boat? What?
Well, man, I'm going to tell you what. I think about how many people that I know that get themselves into all kinds of long-lasting trouble. Yep. From these short instances when their temper got the most of them.
Yep.
And when we look at well, why are you angry? Well, most people would be angry because the outcome that they desired did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
This can go back into that game of, well, you know, it's the what were you thinking game.
Yep.
And for a lot of folks, the primary thing that led to their failure was they were not possessing the willingness to do all of the actions that were required.
Yep.
And one of the big things that I think about there is frequency is probably more important than intensity. If you're
yeah.
to the gym and just go balls to the wall, but that's only once a month, you will not be outperforming over the days, over the weeks, over the years. That guy, that man, 3-4 days a week, he's in there. Hey, they're not always incredible sessions, and sometimes they're not even things that are really related to his primary interest. But, man, he's in there doing that work. You know, I think about incredible people like, you know, Chris Rice.
Yep.
Man, going through so many different – the ability at an age of – you know, I don't want to misquote you, Chris. I think you're, what, 64 or 5 now or something. But the ability to participate in multiple strength sports in a given year, because day after day, week after week, month after month, no matter what the climate was or who was on what TV show or what inconvenience that occurred in the life, the fitness was there. It was a standard part of the life. That bottom didn't fall out.
No, and I'll tell you what, this is something I came up. I came up with two new verses, Adam. I think you'll like them. I've been saying on every show today, atmosphere equals attitude, and you're always 1 kilo away from greatness.
Shit.
What do you think? Any good, or they suck?
That first part is actually very, very, very profound. You know what? You know, atmosphere. The atmosphere is your environment. What's around?
Yeah. Yep.
And attitude. You know, here's the thing. I'll say, your environment affects your attitude probably more than you affect your attitude. Because the reality is this: if you are someone who is not dead set, and I mean that crazy ass 2%er dedication, you probably get beat down in your path far more often and derailed than you want.
Yeah, well,
tell me this, you know, hey, it's 2015, it's the 10th of November, all right, tomorrow's one of the most important days of the year for me,
yes,
Veterans Day, and the thing is this, is there have been a lot of incredible things, and there's so many stories that need to be told about Veterans Day, so I'll tell you my one little thing that I feel like sharing about it was for me. On both of my tours in Iraq, we worked a 6-1 schedule, six days on, one day off. All right, the work day, the minimal amount of time, 14, 15 hours, and who the fuck knows, depending on what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But every day without fail, my ass was still doing something to keep my body in some kind of shape. I brought a kettlebell with me from Okinawa, brought it all the way over there. So I did swings, because even though my damn back was so tired every day, wearing body armor fucks your spine up. So I did my swings and I did my get-ups. And even though my ankles and knees would bug the shit out of me from wearing all my bullshit all day, I still did my squats because I needed to keep my legs strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was a standard, and that's the thing, is it's not that it even mattered what the specific thing was as much as it was, okay, that there's, you know what I mean, there's the check off the list today. I said I'd check it, and I did.
And you know what it is, by the way, and thank you, too, for your service, man. You know, I appreciate you, I'll tell you that. I mean, people don't realize how lost we'd be without guys and girls like you, and the standard, once again, you're talking about, you know, the ability to doing the work. You know, this is what I tell people, and I know you've probably barked at them about this before. And this is a constant reminder. Go do something. Well, I can't do a whole workout. No, you're not listening. Go do something. Go get a kettlebell. Do some swings. Do some goblet front squats with it. I don't care. Go find a dumbbell. Go get a sandbag. Well, that's not enough. It is enough. See, people don't realize if you're working 15-hour days and you're moving and running and, you know, all the head stuff going on, the amount of concentration, people don't get it. Concentration is like a workout, too. That is some serious stuff. I mean, if you're concentrating a lot, I beg anybody to differ with me that I know when I do that, I'm hungry all day doing that. When you're using mind calculation constantly, It's as deliberate as going out and lifting weights. And if you don't think so, try it. As I say, use your head. But here's the deal. you don't have to go out and do a three-hour workout. You can do 15 minutes so intense and strong that will take care of you. And until you listen and practice this philosophy and stop buying into, well, I've got to do this and I got to do this for my legs, and if I don't do this for my back, I've got to do this. You know, I know most of the time, most people are in an overtrained state, and that's the truth. Why can't I? That was today, like when we were talking about all the stuff with Bert Soren, Adam. It was like, how do I get big? Okay, what do you want to do? Well, how do I get big? If it was me and I wasn't going to train you, Anthony, I'd say learn how to squat. How do I get big? Learn how to deadlift. You could live off those two exercises the rest of your life if you know how to use them and build them. And I'm talking in a rack, off the ground, walking with it, whatever you want to do. It all the, you know, you could take shit and make it grow if you know how to do it and you really want to do it. That's the point of the thing. If you're not going to have the standards and you're not going to do the work, you're not going to reap the reward of all these great things you see other people doing. And then, you know, obviously a lot of people then resent you, or they like to talk a bunch of shit, which who cares anymore, because I've long outgrown that stuff. When you're a confident man or woman, things like that, believe me when I tell you this, I'm telling you from almost 3 years of experience, it's not going to matter anymore. You're not going to concern yourself with any of that stuff anymore. You know what you're going to concern yourself with? If you're an entrepreneur with a business like me, you want to make the business blossom. If you're doing podcasts like me, you want to be the king, all right? If you want to go lift that Husafell stone like I'm going to do next year, you're getting ready for Iceland. You know, we're already contemplating this time next year with everybody's health, and depending on what's going on, there could be a big Scotland trip next year. So I am taking the things that I want to do and concentrating on them instead of little things and worrying about, well, who likes me? Who wants to be my friend? Why is somebody in my family upset with me? Well, you want to work those things out. You try to. But you know what? It's not imperative now for my survival. My survival is to make a living and a good living, and in the process have solutions and help everybody out there in this family. That's my thing right now. That's my dream. That's the way I'm going to live the next 25 years of my life, at least. So that's how I see it, my friend.
You know, I'll tell you, the key thing that I found is all of the thing that the most successful people that I've met have in common is their ability to continuously see a better tomorrow than a today. And I'll tell you, one of the commonalities I've noticed amongst the most depressed people I've met is their inability to put their eyes anywhere but behind them.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, is for every person out there, it doesn't matter what your profession is or where you're currently at right now or what you can or can't physically do or who likes you or doesn't like you. Or how much you fucked up yesterday.
Yep.
If you can envision a better life for yourself and then fall in love with doing the fucking boring pieces of it, I believe you can reach the greatest heights.
Oh, yeah.
If you can just, you know, like Eric and I were talking today, and Eric is he gave me kind of the 2 second overview of, you know, how much work actually goes into making the podcast go from us talking here on Skype to being where you know, us as listeners hear it. And the reality is the podcast is, I mean, that's nothing. That's a small amount of a bigger piece of work, and none of that extra work is sexy or rewarding in the sense of, I know that Eric's just not like, oh, I got to edit 8 hours of footage today. My belt feels great inside.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But when you email him and say, so, you know, I've been listening for 3 months now and I've added 80 pounds to my 20 rep squat sets, or I finally got that meat metal that I've been looking at, man, that's where the warm fuzzies come in.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So it's the ability to embrace just the freaking boring parts of whatever it takes to be great.
Yeah. And you know, go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, I rolled out a new little training game this last month for me. I got a little sidetracked from the surgery 2 weeks ago, but I'm back on it now. So I'm playing with that double vertical bar lift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 20 or 21 inch tall pipe. It's solid steel. There's no texturing or any kind of thing on it. And I load it up, and I've got a 2 inch and a 1 inch, a 1.5 inch. And I'm working my way towards a 800 pound lift with the combined weights.
That's insane.
Set me up for the Denny's. And I had the Denny's Stone Trainers out last night. Got a couple pulls in 580, 590 range, just screwing around. And what I know is that when I'm at the gym and I'm loading up all the plates and these guys see me pick it up, because I leave my shit at the gym now. They are completely free to grab it whenever they want.
Okay.
That's the owner, because he's got his cameras. Do you ever see anybody dick around with that? And he says sometimes.
Yep.
And when people try it out, they suck so bad by comparison at it that it makes them wonder, like, what's the trick? Well, the trick.
Exactly.
All right. The trick is this. Any woman I've ever been involved with can tell you that, no, actually, it's about 4 to 6 hours in a week that I will be at. And you can fucking throw whatever fit you want. You don't get in the way of my training.
Yep.
Any person who knows me knows that if I've got $20 left to my name and I can either put it into something that makes my body better or put it into something that's fun, it'll always go into what makes my body better at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
sounds familiar.
It's just a bunch of boring ass routine decisions.
Yep.
But they're made with incredibly high, predictable frequency.
And you know what? Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right there, buddy.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you talk about girlfriends and women and all that. And, you know, let's face it, you know, you can find a good girl, man. There's a lot of them out there. And you got to look and, you know, hopefully the law of attraction, you'll seek each other out. And, but I've gone out with enough to know this, and I get this comment quite a bit. I just wanted to go out with you to see what made you tick. And I look at them, and I'm like, what do you mean? I know what they're saying, but I like being, you know, I want to be perceived as a dummy, basically. Because then when I come back at them, it'll be hilarious. And I'll be, what do you mean? And it's like, well, you know, I don't understand why someone would do the things you do and want to be built that way or not be built that way, and why you'll eat this and that and you'll do this and that. And I turn around and look at them, and I'm like, you're asking me a lot of whys. And they're like, yep. And I'm going to ask you a question now. Why do you get up in the morning? Silence, man. And they got to think and say, well, you know, I got a job and I got kids, or, well, they don't have kids, most of them, but, you know, the same old happy shit. And I'm like, do you enjoy it? Well, you know, if I could do other things, sometimes you get that, or, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But, you know, voices, you know, you know, I talk to enough people on the air, off the air. I love talking to people, obviously. You hear the tones in the voice and you know what's going on. And then I'll say to them, you know why I do it? And they'll be like, why? I said, because I love my life and I love what I'm doing and I like the hardship and I like the ass beating. And I'll go on and ramble. I could ramble 50 things at them and they're looking at me. It looks like their head's going to do an exorcist shot on them where it's going to spin all the way around. You go out with them maybe a date or two and that's it. And you know what I like mostly about this? And it does it with everybody, Adam. Being a lifter and a serious fucking lifter like you and myself and everybody else, it filters people out of your life that you don't want automatically. Have you ever thought about that?
I'll tell you, well, it's that situation where you're going to have your time filled in some kind of way.
Yep.
So every choice you make is creating changes in what the thing looks like, the space of our lives. There's going to be no vacuum.
Nope.
So it gets to be simple. When you're prioritizing working to a given goal, hopefully things that are counter to that are being moved so that you can keep getting closer to the goal.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And man, I can't think of how anyone's going to ever be able to succeed in a task to truly their ultimate potential if they won't start making those decisions.
Yeah, you can't do anything halfway. You can't have a girlfriend halfway. You can't have a weightlifting career or big goals in it halfway. You can't be an entrepreneur halfway. Halfway equals to half dead. You know, you know what happens. If you can't complete the rest of the move, you're finished. And you either go back to all the mediocrity you lived before, or, you know, some people just never recover from something like that. Who the hell wants to be on that end of the scale, you know? So I think that the whole idea with all of this, you know, getting to where you got and doing, you know, like you're talking about, well, if it's going to come down to this, you know, like me, if I had $20 in my pocket and it was to go out on a date tonight or go have a big porterhouse steak, guess what? Porterhouse steak. And people would say, are you fucked up? No. Because I know my priorities, and I know I need that to come back to the next workout. Whether you believe that builds strength or not, that's up to you. What I believe matters the most. This is where people don't get the concept of things. What do you believe? Who? Don't worry about what XYZ is saying to you, sitting across from you or behind you or over you. What is it that you believe? What is it that you conceive in your head to go out and do the monster things you've talked about year after year? I talked to some of my friends I used to lift with. They're still talking about the same shit. Good people. But I'm not into it anymore, man. I don't care. You know? Well, how's the business? You're making money. Yep. Oh, that's good. Nothing else. What are you doing in the business? Or have you had this one on? Or are you doing anything with products? Are you going to compete? Nope. Nothing like that. How's the business? How you making money? That's all that I'm being rated on with most people. And it's like, you know something? You're in a sad state of affairs if that's all you think about anybody, let alone me. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you weren't a friend of mine and it was just somebody I'd met casually, I would basically tell you to go fuck off and stuff it and walk out. That's it. I don't want to be around people like that. I don't find any spirit in them, any drive in them, anything. And you know what? They're content watching football or whatever all weekend, drinking their Miller Lights, and, you know, eventually having to unbuckle their belt because their fat fucking belly's hanging out. So that's my course on a lot of that shit, too.
Oh, now you got me. Okay.
Oh, good. Here
John
we go.
John Maxwell.
Yep.
He's got a new book, well, newer book out, 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth.
Yep.
And it opens up with something that's so profound. And you know what, man? You can fuck your life up trying to disprove this, man. You know what? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, there's some people out there that I'm not saying they're always right, but they are very good at being able to point at the shit that seems to always be right. And he's just one of them. And he said this, growth doesn't just happen. We have a whole fucking generation, well, multi-generation now, of useless men in America.
Oh, yeah.
And it was supposed to be that they were just going to grow up. And now they're fucking 38 years old and they're logging 30 hours a week of video games. And they got, you know, a whole fucking awesome example. And they're two kids who are 11 years old and they can't read.
Nope.
And it's this crazy shit that people think. Now, so where am I going with that? No matter what the topic, if you don't have an aim, you cannot expect an outcome that you're going to like to come from it.
Yeah, exactly.
and you got to – we just have to get past this shit of saying what's just good enough.
Yeah.
With your life, if you won't direct it somewhere, it's not just going to pan out.
Nope.
Like, you know what I mean? That's why it's in a movie, folks. You got to go to the movies to see shit where lives just panned out amazing, all right? Because the way it actually works in the real world is amazing lives are built by design.
Yep.
You know, and that's why this show is so amazing, because when you get these, I mean, you know, these true greats who come on, Bill, Richard, when they get to talking, it doesn't sound like they're just talking about the iron – like, iron history is not actually just full of people who, like, just fucking amazingly these things – I don't know. I just kept gym and I deadlifted 700. No, that's not what happened at all.
Yep.
The iron game history is the history of mankind's battle against his own flimsy mind, turning it into an iron mind.
Dude, you got me stoked now. Now you're gonna, when you're done, now there's gonna be some noise.
That's it right there, man. That's
well, I'll tell you right now, all right? Roger and I did a show at Barbells and Beer Halls, and I'll tell you right now, obviously back in the day in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they weren't admitting women. You know, today that's a no-no no matter what, but I don't think it was ever an intentional thing, and this is a shit I can't stand anymore. It's like, whatever happened, why can't guys just have their own shit, all right? Why can't I have a beer hall and we've got barbells in the back and we got guys together, we got community? You know, it used to be, you know, you had the mills, you had the close-knit groups of different ethnicities living in towns. Everybody knew everybody. You didn't need police coming in. You screwed with somebody, the parents took care of you or the parents down the road. It was a different mindset. But think about that, you know. Sig Klein, all these different characters, you know, and I don't mean it in a disrespectful way either. These are self-made, self-taught men, most of them. You know, they were laborers too. You know, they come in, you know, after a hard night's work, you know, they'd have a smoke maybe. They'd have a beer. They'd have a shot of bourbon, whatever. And the guys would be, you know, slapping each other. Probably you have a little fisticuffs now and then. Everybody knew everybody's business. You know, the guys in the back were lifting and putting challenges out. All that shit, man. Cool, manly stuff that has been lost, man. Because everybody wants little boys and men feminized. They want them to have bitch tits. And they all want them to say, I got to spend time with my family. Fuck you. If by now you haven't been part of your family, your wife and your kids, what makes you think now suddenly, oh boy, I've got this all figured out, I'm going to do it? Don't you realize, guys, or anybody out there that knows men like this, and I use that term loosely, do you really want to be like that? Is that what life's about? Do you want to go into the ground not even knowing what your identity is, what you could have done, things that you wanted to do, aspirations you've had for your sons or your daughters? Nothing ever happened, man. It was like being handcuffed and cemented right to a fucking floor with everybody telling you what you got to do and how you got to act. Men.
What, man? Hey, modern America, like, I love America as a nation, but the modern popular culture of America, y'all can fuck off, man.
Absolutely.
Woman of the year this year is a dude.
Yeah.
You
Chris
know, the,
Jenner,
the we're in a crazy fucking country right now, and the reality is this. If you are currently waking up and you're not enjoying the life you're living right now, hey, wake
Change
up.
It.
You
yeah.
got to do something. If you don't yep. like your life today, you got to wake the fuck up.
Yep.
Because you are, this is not a rehearsal, man. This is it right now.
And I'll tell you right now, if the shit goes wild here, they're going to hunt the weakest down first, man. And I don't care if you're with for or against whomever's after you, you're dead meat. And the thing is, man, it's going to be too late to find your balls because they'll be the size of raisinettes when they come looking for you. And there's nothing you're going to do other than beg and get one right in the back of the head or whatever, okay? This is not the way to live. And you're not teaching your sons and daughters anything good by being in touch with your feelings. I got news for you, man. I've met so many weight-trained people, whether I've met MMA, I've met weightlifters, Olympic lifters, you know, guys like Adam that could twist your head off with no problem, where the guy's so accomplished right across the board with strength. And the one, and I'm not going to say everybody because I can't, but the one common denominator I've met with strength is this. Normally, they are some of the most gentle men, and I don't mean gentle as in feminine. I'm talking gentle men and gentlemen that I've ever met all through the place. I worked in a Fortune 100 company. I've worked in state agencies around big people with IBM. That's all I used to do was the big mainframe computers. You're dealing with some people that are highly educated, et cetera, et cetera. None of them, and I repeat, none of them have ever matched up to what I've met coming in and out of the gym. They treat their women, anybody I go out with, I treat them with respect. Now, am I going to let you walk over me or talk to me in any way other than being the girl that I like? Absolutely not. But usually when you seek somebody out like that, and I will only go out with girls that are physical. I don't work well with anybody else, all right? Normally you have kind of a passion for a lot of the same things. Doesn't mean we do the same things, but we kind of understand each other a little better. I've had it work both ways. You're good together, or you could end up killing each other because of the way you are. But that's just a part of thing. But my point is this. A gentleman does not have to wear pink. A gentleman does not have to talk very low and quiet and subdued. A gentleman does not have to put his eyes down and not make eye contact with it. A gentleman does not shake your hand loosely and have a sweaty palm, okay? This is what it's all about. You can be a gentleman, a protector, a lover, and everything else, okay, and still be a man. Do you understand that, everybody out there? I want to clear that up with everybody, because the bullshit you're constantly reading and telling you that hunting, fishing, football, weightlifting, all this shit, it's all bully sports. It's all bully sports. I got news for you, man. I'd rather have an Adam T. Glass living next to me than some fucking guy that is like, well, you know, we just got to let it go. You know, everybody has a right to their opinion. Don't judge. I hate that fucking line. Don't judge. Every day you judge yourself. You judge yourself if you're going to get up out of bed in the morning to take a piss, let alone go and get ready and go to work or go to your business. So all that shit's horse shit, man. So if you want to be any of those great things that I just said, you got to go out, have your standards, do your work. Adam, take it, brother.
Shit, let's talk about that. Let's judge.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
Hey, you know what? I think that scrutiny can be invaluable. The yep. ability to question oneself and scrutinize and ask those difficult questions. Is this good for me? Is this serving me? Is this helping my family? Is this person – you know what? I mean, man, hey, can we all get past it? Sure, there's probably good in everyone. There probably sure. is. I don't know. I'm not really interested in being around everyone. I'm getting more and more particular of who I like being around me.
Yep.
Right? I have a vision for a family. I don't actually have a vision where, like, my kids play with your kids and shit. Not you, Eric, but you know. All the folks out there, right?
Yeah,
That's just the deal.
Yep.
Right? And that's what I'm saying is that you need to discipline your judgment of things. Now, of course, we're not talking about being a fucking bigot or some kind of weird shit like that, guys. What we're talking about is, well, I'll give you this, okay? I want y'all to take a test. The test is simple. Have you made it to where every single day you've taken an action towards moving yourself towards the life goal that you've written down on a piece of paper? And a whole bunch, you start to lose fucking strides really quick there because you haven't written it down, all right? Now, if you think that's silly, every day a step forward to my goal, then check this out. If you can't put a check there, then you made choices to do other things. So what are you doing? If you don't have the time to go teach your boy how to be better at playing a sport, then why are you watching a football game? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you paying some other guy to teach your kid to throw a ball and you're doing overtime at work building someone else's vision?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. What are you doing with your life? This is the only one you got.
Yep. Well, you know what it is, too? Here's the biggest chink in the armor of all. Everybody wants to be, you know, wants their 5 minutes of fame, 5 minutes of fame, obviously. But the biggest thing is this. You emulate Hollywood heroes to yourself that could give two shits about you, that when you say to them, oh, can't believe how big they are, how great they look, and all this shit. Do you know how much the studio's paying for a trainer for them? And if you look at them, very little muscle is on these guys. Basically, they look to me like they're pretty much starved out. And the greatest thing of all is this. You can't base your life off that type of person. It's never going to work for you. And you want to have let's put it this way. Do you want to have a lot of disappointment in your life? Keep following that shit. Here's what my father said to me. I've said this with Adam before. My father used to drill this into my head. Be a leader, not a follower. Okay, well, what's that mean? Well, it means to go out and lead, to do things, to touch people where they're going to want to get so excited about what you're doing or what you've done that they want to go out and try it. It's not some phony up, ginned up actor or actress, right? That it's not reality, okay? It's not your reality. And when people try this and they fall flat on their face, guess what happens to them? Boom, it's all done. It's finished. And this affects you in such a way that, it can, you know, I say this all the time, but it's true. It can ruin people, literally, for the rest of their life. I mean that, literally ruin you. And if you don't have the fortitude to figure it out or go help, get help from somebody to figure it out. And I'm not talking a shrink either. I'm talking about some disciplined, badass trainer. Lifter/lifter that when you walk in, like if you walk into a gym and you see Adam doing those vertical lifts, all right, you see him grabbing that son of a bitch and strangling that bar and ripping 400 pounds off in one hand. Well, right there, whether I know Adam or not, I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to walk up to him and introduce myself and hope he's going to talk to me and say, I'm very impressed with what you do. I'd like to learn that. But before I learn that, I was wondering if you could help me with this. That's how you get ahead. That's the reality in life. It's the ones that are doing the work, the ones that are in the trenches, the ones that don't get the notoriety. Those are the ones that you go after the most. I'm not going after World's Strongest Man. I'm going out to my garage and looking at a guy like me and saying, that guy's been fucking doing all kinds of shit. Maybe he's not at that level. And there's nothing wrong with those guys at that level. But I like the way this guy has set things up. I like the way he trains. I like that he's out in 20 below weather. Doesn't give a fuck. All right? I like the idea when I talk to him, I feel like I'm talking to a guy that's looking right through me. All right? This is how you get to whatever your goal is. You're not going to get to goals by chasing a bunch of phony Hollywood dickheads. All right, that don't care other than your money they want. You're not going to go to a trainer that, you know, the trainer to the stars. Yeah, okay, all right. Does anybody told you, too, they've had probably plastic surgery everywhere, collagen injections, et cetera, et cetera? What I'm saying to you is this. If you want to be great, and I mean super, super great, go out and find the greatness you want. Seek it. It'll come to you if you go to it. Go ahead, Adam.
I'll tell you, man, I think about how many incredible examples of reality you can find there. And, you know, you look at people who how many people have that story, real people out there. This is not a made up marketing thing that they really were the 88-pound weakling or whatever, you know, as a freshman. And they were always sickly and shit, you know, like. President Roosevelt, and then they got into fitness and they changed their life.
Yep.
And we have an entire, you know, and I don't know, I guess I'm probably using the wrong terminology here. We have several generations of people right now in our country where, man, in some ways, okay, our grandparents, they won, man. They really overcame problems that truly made life better in a way, but one of the things that they probably didn't realize would happen is that people lost that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, I have a lot of friends that do jujitsu and wrestling, and it's just amazing to see their kids at these meets and tournaments, because a lot of times at any given jujitsu tournament, they'll usually have a kids bracket. And I'll tell you this, the kids who are coming out and wrestling and doing jujitsu, what's amazing is I never hear those parents tell me how their kid needs ADD medication.
Yep.
I don't ever hear from those guys that their kid has a report card full of fucking D's and F's.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally know what you mean. Absolutely.
I don't ever hear that my friends who have their kids in like, and it's like you're talking about in like a legit barbell club. Their kids aren't the ones who are fucking running away from home Friday night to go do meth and shit all weekend.
Yep.
What I hear that from nowadays, that right now is from my friends that it was just too expensive
yeah.
for them to put their kid into a sport, but they kept buying him them new fucking video games. So
yep.
Billy got in with all these other little dickheads online, okay?
yep.
And now you got your kid growing up, and no shit, he's in his 20s and he has no fucking skill set.
Nope.
Grew him up on a machine because it was yep. too inconvenient. You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah.
what I'm looking at right now.
Why, hey, Adam, why have kids? Seriously. You know what I mean? If you're going to populate and you want to have your family name go into eternity, hopefully, if you're not going to put up and take care of them and be selfish and say, well, I got to go out and spend $150 to have my nails painted today, and the kid needs a nice pair of sneakers, but, you know, maybe they're about $30 more than you want to spend, you don't belong having kids, man. Because, look, I don't have any kids. I might one day. I don't know. But my brothers and sisters do. And I see you no longer, it's no longer about you. It's about them. And it's amazing to see the changes in all of them with it, because let's face it, we're all at some point, we're selfish about things. We want things for ourselves. But suddenly when you got that little face looking up at you and you know that, hey, this is our future here. Things have got to change. And if you don't want to do that, by all means, keep it in your pants, man. You know, we don't need any more kids that are falling through the cracks. As my mom used to say, my mom was a school nurse teacher, and she was in the public schools, which very, very tough things to deal with. I mean, some of the stuff was unbelievable. She used to
tell me. Stories are unbelievable. It don't even matter the city anymore. If you know a public school teacher, if you have a friend –
yep.
Just sit down with them one day and give them a beer or a
yep.
glass of wine and
yep.
just ask, what do you see these days? Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Well, my mother used to say the kids, they are like weeds growing through the cracks in the sidewalk, man. And that's pretty pathetic when you got little minds there that have no idea where they're going. They don't even know if they're going to have a warm house that night, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody deserves to live like that. I don't care who you like or who you don't like. I blame it on a lot of it with governments where they make things too damn easy for people to go out and populate all they want. Go ahead, stay on the card. You know, we don't want to embarrass you when you go in a store. You know, they make everything so legit. Well, who is going to ever get off something like that? And then you have generation after generation. You have high crime. You have incarceration. And you have people that could have been something. Everybody has potential, as I always say. Everyone has greatness. And you know what? It's snuffed out by the time they're like 6 years old, man. They have nowhere to go. They don't know what to do. And what's going to happen when you got a wayward mind? You're going to get into a lot of trouble.
And I want to interject real quick, too, because everybody always throws their hands up in this weak shit and says, but I don't know what to do. Read a fucking book. That's the answer. Answer number one is read a book. Read a book, because if people would start reading more right now, the very first thing they would see is that there are no new problems right now in the sense of how the human mind isn't working right anymore. Like, society moved past our evolution 100 years ago and 200 years ago and 300 years ago. So motherfuckers were sitting around having this very same conversation. And we do find that there actually are things that the individual can do. And it works even better when people do it. And, man, let's start with read a frickin' book.
Yeah. Well, not only that, how about redefining what it is that's important to you and what's not? I mean, when people can come to that realization, you know, and you can put it on the line and say, okay, my five-year-old is the most important thing in my life right now. I'm not worrying about my nails. I'm not going to worry, you know, and I'm not saying not to look good. I think women, I love beautiful women the same way with a man. You take care of yourself, you're groomed, et cetera, et cetera. But you know something? Instead of going out and paying $100 for a haircut, maybe $50, okay? Small lifestyle changes that are going to matter to that child that's looking for your guidance, for your strength, for your ability. And I'll say this too, because Adam hit it right on the head. I think you obviously get involved with your kids. If they like sports, super. You know, but you got to get them involved in something that is physical. You cannot let a child just stay in and play video and just read books all day. Reading is fine, not healthy. Okay, they've got to get involved in some type of sport. I don't care if they're going out and playing the trumpet, but they're standing up, all right? That's the point of the matter. But you really need to get them involved. I think every kid, and I think it should be mandatory in school because they love putting all the bullshit on everybody. You need a real gym class. You need these kids to be doing real fire and brimstone work. And you know what? It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. The point of the matter, like I see with Alex, this newfound confidence in this young man is incredible. You get kids at 5 years old, even if they don't know what's happening to them, they're building qualities in them that are going to guide them, and hopefully they have a good family life too. But, you know, they're going to have a lot less chance of getting into things that could fuck them the rest of their life and do damage to them permanently. I cannot espouse how much I feel physical strength of body and mind are to a human being. If you can learn, if you can get with somebody, you get with an Adam, you get with a guy like me, any of the people on the show, let me tell you something, man. If you give everything you've got, we're going to give you everything we got, and there's no way that you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to hit roadblocks. We all have. You're going to have days you're going to be like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through today, but boy, oh boy, somehow you figure it out. And then tomorrow you go in and you just kick your foot right through the fucking door. But until we decide that our young, and it goes for our old people. Look how many old people that got so much wisdom that we just shun to the side. They're old. Well, I got news for you, man. You know, and I'm not going to call Bill Hinburn old, even though I do sometimes. I call him the godfather of strength, which I don't know if he likes that or not. I think he's a little humbler. He feels more humble than that, but I say that in total respect to him. I love talking to a guy like Bill. Bill's seen things. Bill's done things. Bill's had adventures I'll probably never have, all right? When you can draw from that well, not only does it make you better, but just think now you go the other direction on the scale at the A instead of the Z, and here we go. We got a 14-year-old young man who's got a great family, great parents. And look what's happened to the kid in 16 weeks, man. As I said this morning on the show with Bert, I have never been so proud of working with somebody in my life. And he's touched my life in a way, too, where he's given me inspiration where, like I said in the beginning, I just want to go out and thump shit even harder right now. It works both ways. So, Adam, I'll leave my I'll end with that. Summarize anything you want. Give me all your information. I'll give you mine. And if you'd stay on the line for a moment, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. I'll tell you what, guys. I'm so glad that I was able to be here today and just share my thoughts with you and my opinion. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, this is all my opinion. But I'll tell you this. I believe that whoever you are and whatever you're doing right now, that the key to what is going to happen next exists in your own two hands, mm-hmm. All right? I believe that if you can get over whatever excuses and whatever shit you've been allowing to come around with you and look forward, that you can change your life.
Yep.
And, you know, the thing is that there's probably more people around you that would like to see that than there's people who would try to stop you. So at the end of the day, the question is, you know, what are you going to be remembered for? Are you going to be remembered because you're just fucking average? Are you the guy that I know who gave up and quit after 1 week? Are you the person who got their goal? You know, there's a quote I saw on Facebook, Eric, that I love, and that's, I think, what I'm going to end with. And
okay.
It's that your life is two dates and a dash. You got to make the most of the dash.
Yep.
But you will die. And you will die sooner than you want, and you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yep.
So my question is on this very day, did you do some shit to make your life better? And if you didn't, tomorrow, are you going to do the same thing you did today? You're going to do differently.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Adam T. Glass, you can reach me. Man, send me an email, adamtglass00@gmail.com. Reach out to me on social media if you want to chat. I want to hear what's bugging you. As long as you understand that I am not someone who's just going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to give back to you. So I'm going to give you a fix as best I can. So bring me what you got, you know, give me, what do you got? Bring it over to me.
Yeah.
Eric, man, I'm looking forward to our next talk.
Hey, Adam, I want to talk on the next show a little bit too about the leverage bars and stuff you're doing. It's a very interesting thing, and I know I'm probably going to get some feedback on it because you do a lot of interesting things. We hit upon some major mind subjects, but if you'd like, obviously we will hit, we'll do like a split show or something, but I think it's very interesting, and it's nice to see it's different. It's different than a lot of the stuff out there, and when we've got somebody like you on, I think it'd be great. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind the next time.
Yeah, man, let's do that for our next one. I'll just talk hands the whole time.
Okay. All right. So this is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Before I go, there's going to be a few things. I don't want to forget this. So we've got the comments page on Motivation Muscle. I'd really like you to comment on today's show. Anything you would like Adam and I to do, we already talked about. We're going to talk about hands and grip next time, and I'm sure we'll definitely get into the philosophy of things because it's so vital. We're also, you can leave me something on iTunes or Stitcher. We really want your feedback. If there's a show that you like Adam and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at nicap.rr.com. Fiorella Barbell, Fiorella Barbell, www.fiorellabarbellco.com, www.motivationandmuscle.com. Obviously, I just said we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a 5-star review. Everybody has. I thank them for that. I can't impress upon you enough, too, that we are going to be over 1 million. We might even be 2 million strong. We're just going to keep rolling, and as I said, we had our biggest month for downloading in October. We want to beat it this month, so everybody get out there. Tell a friend, man. We're going to be the biggest, the baddest, and the greatest if we aren't already. In my mind, we are. Let's see. We're on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. Don't forget Train and Gain with my co-host Aaron Mack, and every Saturday I've got a new show to put up. We just did our first one. We'd been off for about 3 weeks. It was killer. And that was something I did all hands on. I did fingers, wrist, forearms. It was all part of the whole segment I did about arm training, not the typical, preacher curls and all that fucking happy horse shit. We went and did some big, thick bars and manly shit. And I'll leave you with these things, these four things. If somebody seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to speak to them. You never know. Adam and I talk about words, man. Words are so important, man. They can make or break a human being, believe me. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to go out and speak to somebody. Say hello. Give them a smile. That might be all they get. Number three, if you're going to go out and lift tonight, tomorrow, the next day, go out and bend that iron all up and take some stones and turn them into dust. And remember this, as the new Hoosa Steel Crusher says on each side, domination in blood red, because we are domination. We are over 1 million strong. You're all invited to my table. You're all in my family. You're all part of my Italian family. That's the way it is. That's how we word things. Next, nobody will ever clip our balls. I promise you that. And last but not least, as Russell Fur says, one of our listeners, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Thanks, Russell. Always appreciate the kind words. You're a good man, and we're going to have Russell on eventually too. Adam T. Glass, my friend, another, and I will say another classic episode, my friend.
Man, thanks for having me out today.
Always, man. That's never a problem. So, for Adam T. Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. Adam will be on, obviously, in December because Adam is always on every month with us. Be a steward of strength and go out and do something big. You know, don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Have a great week, everybody, and just do something big. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.